Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
Wynn's Hotel in Dublin has hosted many political gatherings over the years. 100 years ago, Cumann na mBan, the Irish Republican women's group, was founded there. The event was marked today in Glasnevin Cemetery, where an exhibition to mark the centenary of the Cumann has just opened. Brian Lally went along for Drive Time.
That's the sound of members of the Defence Forces limbering up for the arrival of President Michael D. Higgins at a commemoration earlier today in Glasnevin Cemetery for 100 years of Cumann na mBan.
My name is Anne McAuliffe, and I have two aunts who have Cumann na mBan medals, and my mother-in-law had three Cumann na mBan medals. My mother-in-law is supposedly have gone to Gortaglana, where three young men had been shot by the Black and Tans, and helped to bring their bodies back to their families. My aunts, Auntie Josie Kennelly and Auntie Mamie O'Brien, they were secretaries of the Commons that they were in, and they fought, and they were doing gun running, and they brought guns here, there and everywhere to supply to the men. And, you know, they really put themselves in danger because they knew the men would be watched.
I'm a missionary sister, Sister Julie Doran. I'm from the parish of Askamore. I'm here today because of my classmate, my school friend, Maura Deegan, is the niece of Mary Deegan, who died for Ireland.
My name is Maura Deegan Kavanagh, and my Aunt Mary was very active in the 1916 Rising and was a very big associate of Countess Markovitz. But as children, we were told the stories, and we always knew about the medal, and there were a lot of other papers as well, but sadly they got destroyed during renovations of our home. Oh. The one thing for us as children was hearing of her bravery, in the sense that she rode a bicycle from Gorey to Dublin, and you know the length from Gorey to Dublin, and she carried the dispatch from the constabulary in Wexford, and she was stopped, searched in O'Connell Street, but she had this dispatch in her hair. She had a very thick bun of hair, so she had, that's where it was.
Paddy Gleeson, you're a tour guide here in Glasnevin Cemetery and Museum.
And Nurse Elizabeth O'Farrell, many people might remember her. She's the lady who went with Patrick Pearse when he was surrendering to Brigadier General Lowe in the famous photo. And if you look at that photograph very carefully, I don't think it's a question of airbrushing or anything. If you look carefully at it, you'll see four shoes. Her shoes, his shoes, the bottom of her apron. She was interviewed, actually, before she died in Mount St. Joseph's Abbey in Rosgray, and someone said, "What happened?" And she said, "I was with Commandant Pearse. I saw the British Army photographer about to take his big photo for his big record. I didn't want to be in that photograph."
My name is Muriel McCauley. I am here because Nurse Elizabeth O'Farrell is buried across from my grandmother, Muriel McDonough, my father Liam, and their daughter Helen, whose anniversary it is today. Apart from the work that they actually did during the Rising, they also subsequently kept the history alive. They were vital, as you say, the safe houses, carrying the guns in the prams under the babby.
Stories of messages concealed in hairdos.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I mean, when in doubt, get a woman to manage it.
"We have called this meeting of Irish women to meet the present national crisis and to take measures for the liberty of the nation."
My name is Catherine Kennelly. Today is a very important day because, number one, it does give recognition to the women of Ireland who did fight very, very seriously for their country. They carried messages and they did things the men couldn't do. And they were very brave women. They were all looking after families. And at the time, too, they were also running houses, where safe houses for men. Yeah. And they like paid my own husband's aunt. She ran a safe house in Farnestack in Liselton, and she said, like, they came in, they were exhausted, they were flea-ridden, starved, frozen, and those men, like the women, they didn't have a lot, but they shared everything they had, food-wise and clothes-wise and everything, with those men, and they did their bit. You know, and it's great that they're getting recognition now.
I don't normally ask women this question, but do you come here often to Glasnevin?
This is only my second visit. Yeah. The first visit I came was about 2 years ago, and I had to go to see Michael Collins's grave.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Michael Collins is a great hero of mine, and I read the story about the 86-year-old man who used to put the flowers in the grave every day, and I think that man died, and somebody else is doing it now, and it's wonderful to see it. So I went to Michael Collins's grave first thing today too.
Brian Lally was reporting for us there from Glasnevin.